What up, everybody? You are now watching and listening to Get Real, hosted by us, BM.
Ashley.
Peniel from B2B.
Where Woo-hoo. We get honest about the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective.
Today,
and today we have a very, very special guest, and her name is Jonder.
Hi, everyone. Welcome, Joan.
Welcome, Joan. Thank you for blessing the atmosphere with your presence. Today, we're talking about business. In one of our recent episodes, we talked about the role that creativity plays in our lives as artists and content creators. But what about the part where we make a living? Our art is our business after all. As entrepreneurs, what are the ups and downs of being your own boss? Ooh. Yeah.
Wow.
It's about to get serious.
Yeah.
Guys, if there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials, leave a comment when our full episodes go up in a couple of days after the audio posting at youtube.com/divepods and subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our show and join in on the fun.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. 5-star only.
Can I just say a few things?
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'm so happy Peniel is finally back. Or Penelope.
Yay!
Penelope.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
We missed you.
What did I miss?
You missed a lot of hairy situations.
Yes.
Oh, it's okay. Hair's not really my, you know.
Not hairy. Hairy. And we never talked about this, but BM, you… VM actually made the jingle for our Get Real.
Yeah.
And we never shouted him out for it.
Oh, we never mentioned it.
Yeah.
Oh, we
credit.
Did it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Credit. So,
give me the credit. Give me the credit.
Yeah. The in the beginning. That's VM.
It's about to get real.
I know.
You do that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, yes. Hello, Joan. You want to say hello?
Hi, everyone. It's Joan. And I'm very excited to be here today.
Finally, a female guest.
Yay! Yeah.
Oh,
and you guys are like butt buddies, too.
What?
Butt buddies?
Oh. What? Yes, we're hubbies.
She's my hubby.
Yes. Oh, gosh. So, I know about Joan. Well, first of all, Joan and I went to high school and junior high together,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. And we were neighbors.
Yeah. So, I've known her for more than 10 years now.
Like 15 years now?
15 years now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's only been 15 years.
I have chills.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And what's crazy is you hustle pretty damn hard.
You too.
She's a hustler. I mean, yeah.
You too.
Yeah, but no, Joan is on her hustle. She was on her YouTube hustle. So talk a little bit on that. When did you start your YouTube hustle?
My YouTube channel?
Yeah.
I started in 2015, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But then it became like a full-time job. When I turned 25.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you started getting paid.
Yeah.
That's when it became a business, huh?
Right. It started off as a hobby. And then it became a more serious thing.
When was the time where you decided it was… It was going to go from hobby to this is going to be how I'm going to make a living.
Mm. The money.
actually, yeah. Because I was a full-time radio host. Well, okay. DJ and writer.
I didn't know this.
You didn't know this?
I didn't know this.
I did it for 2 years.
What?
Yeah.
Before the YouTube thing popped up?
Well, together. And then once my YouTube channel revenue started to go above the radio, I was like, I need to quit and I need to go all in. Uh-huh. And then I started Joan Day, my second channel. And then it just became like a hand-in-hand kind of thing.
What's the name of your first channel?
It's just my name.
Joan Kim.
Joan Kim.
Yes.
Okay.
For beauty
Joan
and
Kim
fashion
and
stuff.
Day.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What made you decide to start YouTube though?
So, I'm a film major in college.
Oh.
So, I took a class on documentary. Mm. And then, so my professor was always like, oh, it's different to document your life in motion instead of just pictures. Because that's when like Instagram and Facebook was like popping off. Mm. And a lot of people started taking pictures and uploading it. But then something about what she said kind of resonated with me. And then I wanted to document my life in motion. And then I moved to Korea and Korea was so different from my life in America.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started documenting that and then people were interested and that's how it all started.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
She is like one of the craziest hustlers slash hardworking people I know because She did Joan Day 365, which is she uploaded a vlog every single day. And like, I don't know how she did that. Yeah. Like, it's still so crazy to me how, you know, she uploaded a vlog every single day for a year. And then she also did like Joan Day 100.
Yeah.
And she uploaded…
At the same time?
No.
Oh, okay. I was about to say. 100? That's 400.
She uploaded 100 episodes. Yeah.
And I met you around like… I kind of remember when I met you. Around like the 200, 800… 300 episodes in,
episode
I think.
365, I saw.
Because I stopped on… I stopped 365 on my birthday. Uh-huh. And I met you way before my birthday. Yeah. So I remember kind of when I met you. That's documented somewhere.
Yeah.
So if people meeting go her? In, yeah, because oh. yeah, we I'm the I first vlogged time I you. Met. Yeah.
Interesting. So I guess like that's a really, really big perk about documenting your life in motion. You get to
yeah.
know when you met your first yeah. When you first met your butt buddy.
Yeah.
Well,
we've been butt buddies since episode 300.
Butt buddy sounds so light. Yeah. We're way deeper than that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We have a spiritual connection.
Oh my goodness.
They're love.
뭐지? No, I came here to be on your side. What?
This is how it always is.
No.
No, we're gonna… Hey, I'm curious about something.
Okay.
So you recorded 365 videos, not only recorded, but edited 365 yeah. videos and mm-hmm. made sure they were up every day of mm-hmm. the 300, the whole year.
Yeah, 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
KST.
Wow.
Now it's 9 p.m.
So how did that schedule go?
Huh?
Like how did that schedule go?
My what if, schedule?
Like, yeah.
It was…
No right, social life?
It was like a vlog, uh-huh. Go to radio, edit, write my script, and then… upload and then go to sleep. I had like no drinking life when I was doing this 365.
Sounds like my life right now.
Yeah, so it was that. And then when I quit radio, I definitely had more time to focus on YouTube. Mm. So I guess I had more of a social life there. But also because my YouTube channel was like a very social thing. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel like I didn't have a social life at the same time.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right?
That's really interesting.
But did it feel like maybe you missed out on some things because you were too focused on like shooting instead of actually like…
Not really.
Okay.
Because back then… Because there weren't that many YouTubers living in Korea at the time. But now there's so many. So it's kind of hard to like enjoy the moment if I do that now.
I'm an OG.
Oh, she is.
All the other
she
ones.
There's like generations to this.
I didn't know there were generations.
Me neither. I was like, what? Wait, so what generation are you?
I don't know. What generation would I be?
The first generation is like Niga Higa, like Fred.
But in Korea too?
Oh, in Korea? Then I would say…
Wait, are you like first generation?
You're first generation
here in Korea.
Korea.
Maybe.
Bow down.
Oh.
I own this.
Oh, you got the sunbae rights.
Yes, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, so I was curious. So when you were doing the 365, did you start seeing higher revenues in the process of that year? Or was it after? So it was that year.
It was that year.
Damn.
You know, it was really crazy because I didn't think people would be that interested in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And on days where I had nothing to film, uh-huh. I would be like, I'm just gonna go get my nails done. And those are the vlogs that actually did really well.
Wow.
Those are the ones that hit a million.
Wow.
And so I noticed that it definitely helped to upload a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to the PH1 episode and he like brought up the Kanye quote about how it's about quantity over mm-hmm. quality.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that time, during that time when I was doing 365, it was about quantity
mm-hmm.
because Casey Neistat did his daily vlogs and so many people got on YouTube through daily vlogging.
Yeah.
And now it's quality because I have that quantity. It's time to focus on that.
You already took that step. You
already
took that
step. I'm done with the quantity.
Sheesh.
Okay, generation one. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Generation.
OG. All right.
Dang. So like… for us, in our field, we always had like a sajang, a CEO.
Right.
You know, directors below, which there were teamjangs and managers below
that.
We had to listen to them. So
the
there
whole
was always…
system.
Yeah.
And everything.
Set up. But for you, you're your own boss.
Yeah.
And you made it by yourself.
Yeah.
Woo.
What a story.
You gotta teach everyone. You gotta let them know.
I mean… I don't know how to teach them.
Well, she's very self-disciplined, I feel like, in terms of work and diligence. And she's very structured when it comes to, you know, vlogging, working, and then also socializing, spending quality time with friends and family. And she doesn't sleep, first of all. Like, it's either you sacrifice one thing, social life, sleep, or work.
Yeah.
It's usually sleep for her because these days, you know, she does go out a lot more compared to the 365
type. Yeah.
Do you think you could do it now?
No. No. I got asked this question so many times. Mm-hmm. People always ask, like, will you ever go back daily vlogging? And I always say no, because there was a time for that. Like, I was a lot younger. Mm-hmm. I was 25. I'm now 28, going to 29. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I can do that. And like, there's also this pressure, because back then I felt like I was editing like a bunch of Instagram stories and just putting it together and uploading it. Oh. I like rarely cared about how the video looked. I just wanted to get the content out. Mm. But now I care about how it looks, the music, the captions, everything. And so now there's that pressure on me. I can't do 365. Otherwise, I'm gonna like… I will never see you guys.
Oh. No, no, no.
Directing and editing your own videos of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, Ashley does it too, and she's really good at it. Like,
yeah,
her channel.
Too.
Yeah, you are your own boss right now on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, it was weird. Your video was actually one of the first long videos that I was like watching from first to end and actually like super got into it. I was
wow,
like,
thanks, Matt.
No. I'm not. I watched yours too.
What about the Studio podcast? You don't watch all 43 minutes of it?
Oh, I have to, because I'm the one that's talking.
Yeah. Gotta you wanna monitor.
If I sound stupid.
Yeah, I watched
too.
Woo, I got red for a second.
It's probably because you're my friend, but yeah.
No, it's because it was the one where you moved.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
To make it fair for everyone, that was the only one.
Excuse me.
I watched clips and
yeah.
Yo, what do you guys think about entrepreneurship?
It's okay. Better than me. Yeah, I only saw the thumbnails.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, at least he subscribed.
Yeah.
I hit the like button too.
Okay.
I'm just not on YouTube a lot.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fine.
So… Mm-hmm. You're
getting
pretty
hot in here, anyone?
Yeah, I got
check
it
off.
Getting red, bro. I feel my ears are on fire right now. Yo, what do you think about entrepreneurship? I mean, you're pretty much an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah,
right.
You basically have your own platform and your own business. Not, it's not like an official business that you opened, but Joan Day is basically your business, you know?
Yeah.
Both of you guys.
Yeah.
For that matter.
Girl, give yourself more credit, please. I always tell Ashley this.
This is why
you're doing great, sweetie.
This is why they're butt buddies.
Thank you.
This is why they're butt buddies. That's good. You guys lift each other up.
Mm. Yes, always. Yeah.
Penny, weren't you doing YouTube for a little bit too?
Yeah. He was really good at it.
What? I always watched your vlogs.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I watched one of them too. When you were in the States.
Oh.
What about you? You also…
I feel like you would make awesome vlogs.
I'm trying… Yeah, I don't know. I always thought about it. But like, I have so much on my mind and like… so much to do. And in that span of what I have to do… I still have so much to do and so many things I can do. So it's like… even with what I have to do right now, like say for instance music, you know, clothing, all of that. Inside that, I already like… I have this thing with music. I have like 120 beats that I started. Some that I left because I just wasn't feeling it anymore.
Uh-huh.
Some that like I was inspired for like a couple hours. And then I listened to another song and just like, I want to make a beat like that.
Oh, right.
Can you give us the failed ones so that we can use it in our vlogs?
Yeah. Oh, do you guys
BGM?
Yeah.
Okay, well let me know like what type of beats you guys want.
Yeah, watch our vlogs and you'll know.
All right, I got
what type of song we need.
She's gonna put me on the spot like that again. Oh.
What? Huh? It's hot again.
I know, jacket off.
I think nowadays especially, entrepreneurship is advised a lot, especially by like big bosses nowadays, like start your own business, do it yourself.
Even on like Instagram, I feel like I see a bunch of people that are saying like start your own stuff, like be your own boss, like all this stuff.
I feel like one thing that's important though is before you do that, you need certain credentials. Like, I feel like there are a lot of young people nowadays that are just like, oh yeah, you know, who's that one famous guy on the Gary V?
Oh yeah, Gary V.
Gary V. I love what the guy says. He's a genius. But some young cats, I feel like they'll listen to that and be like, all right, I'm gonna start my own. You know what I mean?
Just go right away.
I feel like there has to be a certain time in your life where you're under someone and you're learning. But the reason that's so important is because it has to be someone that you really look up to and respect.
Yeah. That or have like really good social skills.
Networking.
Networking.
Yeah, networking is really important.
It is.
And if you like know someone, then maybe.
Yeah.
You don't need to be under anyone. You could just get advice from them constantly and do something together. But
yeah, I feel like personality plays a big role when it comes to business too. Right? Cause like I'll go to my gym sometimes, and like sometimes I'll have days where I'm just like, man, I don't want to talk to nobody. So like, other day I'll come in, I'll be like, oh yo, 안녕하세요, you know what I mean?
Hey, everyone
get their work on. And the other days I'll kind of just like, I want to say what's up to nobody, and then like I'll just start working out. But there's this one dude. He's a really close friend of mine. He's bright every day.
Wow.
Every day he's just like, 형님, 안녕하세요, and like super bright, and then like. I'll have conversations with him, and I'd be surprised by how well he keeps up a conversation and how he has so much to talk about. And it's not even like 부담스러워. It's just like, oh yeah, you're right. Oh word. You know, it keeps me interested too. And that comes from his personality. And I feel like business-wise, those type of people that are in that atmosphere at that time can bring in more customers.
Yeah,
too.
for sure.
Yeah, so that was like an interesting thought to me too. So I was like, shoot, I need to be more bright when I…
because if it's like a gym, you go and then the people are kind of like, and this is the gym workout. Compared to like, oh hi, welcome. It's like
how could you be happy at the gym?
Right?
I go in and I'm like, I don't want to do this. I walk out and I'm like, oh, that was good.
Yeah.
I'm not happy at the gym. No one talks to me at the gym.
Really? I mean, I like really stress at the gym.
Do you get happy at the gym, Ashley?
Yeah.
Do you go to the gym, Ashley?
Not these days.
I don't think I've ever been happy at the gym.
Yeah, she was like, I remember you were uploading on Instagram. You're like, went to the gym today. And I was like, what'd you do? And you're just like, I just was on the treadmill.
That's a lot of work.
Not lying. Yeah. I was just on it.
Yeah, you're just standing on it for the gram.
Yes. I need a proof. You know, I used to make fun of Matt all the time. Saying like, oh my gosh, you always take your gym selfies. Like he has like a way flex. Of like, you know. And then… I get it because, you know, after 20 minutes, you're like, I need to prove to the world that I did this.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I can't make fun of him anymore because…
No, you can't.
I do exactly what he
did. Anymore.
But I do get inspired by your gym selfies because I'm like, I want… Not to get buff, but I want… I wish I was
fit. You
want to
get on his level?
Yeah.
No.
You
want to
get it's for healthiness.
Healthiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah, okay. Sure you will.
It's so hot in here. I'm just going to take this jacket off now.
After talking about the gym?
Girl.
Yeah, I feel like I worked out.
Oh.
Yes.
So, you know, talking more about entrepreneurship. I started… You know how I started my clothing brand? Studio?
Right.
So,
you're an entrepreneur too.
You are.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Dude, I was so scared. Here's a little business… It could be a business fact. It has to do with taking risks. So before we did Stadium with my parents, I advised them to make pants specifically for dancers.
I remember.
And that… Well, we did okay, but pretty much like it kind of flopped. It kind of flopped. And like my parents were struggling because of that, I think, for a little bit. And a lot of that pressure was on me. I was like, oh, shoot. I'm the one who like, you know, advised
right,
that.
Right.
So before Stadium, I was like, should we do this? You know what I mean? I was like,
Oh, right.
So I mean, I feel like in business, it's also like a lot of ups and downs too.
For sure.
Of course. But then you learn from that. And then Big Titty Gang, right? Is all over the internet.
Dude, I don't even know how that… It's like… it was a meme and then it popped off even more because we turned it into a little like clothing trend thing. It's crazy right now.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's fun to say big titty gang.
Isn't it? Isn't it kind of like stick on your tongue
gang.
A little bit? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big titty gang.
It's such a funny word too.
Right?
Do you have that in one of your lyrics?
Big titty gang?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not
Why
yet.
Why not?
He's about it now.
Okay, you have to.
Oh, shout out JRE one time because he made the… You know, you guys know the song Gucci Gang?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He made a Titty Gang remix for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like titty, so gang,
titty gang, titty gang, titty gang, titty
oh,
gang.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Wow, Dre.
All right, all right.
Yeah, shout out Dre one time.
Okay.
But yeah.
But yeah.
Taking risks.
Yeah, I kind of want to do like a clothing line too, but I'm scared.
Why?
Mm. I don't know.
You'll learn from it. And you'll…
Learn that you can lose a lot of money.
If there's one thing I can… I want to kind of… Not advise, but kind of share. This donating thing. I'm so happy like so many people are donating right now. To like people who are in need of help.
Right, right.
And it's crazy that a lot of these… Like people who do donations. Mm. A lot of people are selling out.
Yeah.
A lot of people are really selling out.
It's for a good deed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. So if you start… Donate some of that money.
Donate. Yeah. Okay. If anyone needs some help,
okay.
Donate.
So Ashley is her own boss now.
Basically,
yeah.
I want to hear about that. How was it?
I guess I'm a freelancer, you know, in terms of radio and 방송, like broadcast and YouTube as well.
I can kind of imagine it being like a scary transition going from… You know,
having like everyone do everything for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But she's doing a great job at it.
Yeah.
I mean, all I'm doing right now is editing, making content, uploading, and then doing podcasts and YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, I did start getting sponsors for my videos.
Oh!
So
that's how I've been making money. But unlike Joan, I'm not very disciplined. I suck at responding to emails. And it's just little things like that. You know, I'm not very professional when it comes to stuff like that. Because, you know, you got to be on your A game. You got to be ready to respond, give feedback. But I'm always just like…
I'll get back to it later.
Yeah, I'll get back to it later. And then I respond like a week later. And I'm just like… I'm so excited.
Oh wow, I'm shaking right now. That is not okay.
Yeah. If you guys weren't butt buddies and she was trying to contact you…
I know. It's
you need to work
bad.
On that.
I do need to work on that.
No,
so,
but even like the way you like respond.
Right? And you know…
She makes it sound so professional. Hi, and I'm like…
Hi blank. Thank you so much for reaching out. I am very interested in your blank. And then it's possible.
And then the most legit thing is that on the bottom she has like… Joan Kim. Content creator. And then like Facebook link. YouTube link. And then her contact. Like her information. Her address. Her phone number. I'm like, how do you even make that? But it's like a template, right?
Yeah, it's a template.
It just goes automatically. Yeah, I don't even know how to do stuff like that.
I'll tell you
I'm always just like…
I don't know how to make templates.
I'm just like best, comma, Ashley.
How does it start? What's that?
What's
that? It's Ashley in the building.
Yeah, do you guys want me to teach you how to respond to emails? I could do that. Because what's up is not the way. It's not okay.
What's up with the disease?
What apostrophe S?
Especially when the email's in Korean. Then I'm like lost.
Okay.
I have no idea how to sound formal in Korean.
Yes, actually emails in Korean… It takes me like 2 days to respond. That's a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I usually write it and ask my mom if there's anything wrong. And then I think through practice, I've gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how to sound professional in Korean.
Wow.
Yeah.
Only through text.
Yeah. When I start talking, it's like, wow, this girl is definitely from LA.
No, but you improved a lot.
Yeah, since I first met you, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, email 101. Don't start with what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And
hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, what's don't up? Do that.
Ayo.
I don't know. Email is tough. I spend about like 3 hours a day on emails.
Wow.
It takes me a long time because, you know, I get like 50 emails a day and I have 3 different email accounts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I do. Each for different channels and Instagram is different as well.
Oh. Okay.
But yeah, you have to… The best way to choose is like how they reach out to you. Mm-hmm. Like are they spelling your name wrong? Did they accidentally send to whom it may concern? Or did they say the wrong name? Like, you know, it's kind of hard. But at the same time, you learn as you go. So keep responding.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I mean Joan is… Four letters.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Spelled
Joan wrong.
You know, in
jackass.
Korea, if they say Joannim, like I get really angry because they're like, oh, I'm such a fan of your content. But like, why would you say my name wrong?
Yeah. Because you always say Joonde.
Joonde. You know?
Joonde.
Yeah, Joan or Joen.
No!
I would be so mad.
What's up, Joan?
It's like one of my biggest pet peeves though when people call me by the wrong name because I'm like, I have over 1,000 videos online. Like if you don't know how to say my name, there's an issue and I'm not going to work with you.
Wow.
But if it's like a high-end brand, I'm like, oh, it's actually this. So it's different. But
hello, Joanne. What the hell? This is Cindy from Chanel. Hi!
It's actually Joan, but it's okay.
It's okay. Chanel, I like Chanel.
But they don't mess up. They don't mess up.
I'm
usually.
Sure. I mean, that's probably why they're up there. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Etiquette. Come on.
You said you get like 50 emails a day. I'm guessing from different brands and different, I guess, people in the… what is that called?
PR agencies,
right?
Yes.
How do you decide which ones to take and which ones to kind of kindly reject?
Well,
and if you do reject, do you still reply or do you just ignore?
Okay, this is tough. Well, how do I… Well, 50 emails come in. 25 goes to spam or trash because I can see right in the title that they spelled my name wrong or if it seems like to whom… it may concern, I automatically put those in trash because I'm like, you didn't take the time to be like, hi, Joan. Like, be friendly a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the second is, if I reject a company, if it seems legit, I would respond saying, oh, thank you so much for taking the time to reach out. But this is not something that will fit my channel. Because I don't take every sponsorship. I am very proud to say on my YouTube channel, I don't do sponsorships that don't fit my channel. Or if I don't know the brand, like I would ask them to try out the product for like a month before actually making the content. And I take a lot of pride in that because I feel like nowadays a lot of YouTubers are like, oh my gosh, this brand is going to give me… a couple thousand dollars, I'm going to do it. But for me, I'd rather have the trust of my subscribers and wait it out. Yeah.
Dang, I'm taking a lot in right now.
Really? But sometimes I don't respond because I don't want to work with them.
It's not even worth your
time. Oh, but I also think your channel is something you need to invest in. You have to invest in your channel. You have to keep growing. You can't take… Like if you work with a brand like Chanel, for example… you have to be careful. Like some high-end brands in their PDF, they say, please don't mention brands like this. So fast fashion, they list it all out. So after seeing that, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't wear these or I shouldn't feature this because high-end brands might not like it if I wear them or things like that. So I know it's like a lot of different things, but you just have to keep improving and showing them that you care about the brand.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since she knows a lot more about different brands, if I do get an offer, I ask her and I'm like, oh, I got an email from this place. Should I do it? And she's like, no, don't do it.
Or like, I'm like, yes, do it. Yeah. But I mean, it's a learning process and you'll learn.
My head hurts already. Thinking of 50 emails makes my head hurt.
Well, that's 50 emails. Yeah, but it goes by pretty quickly. But it takes me a long time to draft it too. So I try to respond nicely to everyone because I know writing emails is time consuming. But if they seem like they just copy and pasted it, I just ignore it.
Yes. Okay.
So if you're gonna send an email, make sure you write out their full name to whoever. And then the full name.
Yes.
I think it's just how much you take into consideration of who they are, what they represent, and what you're trying to pitch to them to. And the it's all manners, I think. Huh?
Yeah, of course. First impression matters. And it's even if it's via email, like you want to make a good impression.
Like basic etiquette?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you guys get that a lot? Especially because I mean, you guys have like over 1 million followers.
Mm, people who ask for like promo.
I have exactly 1 million. I don't have over.
Okay. Wow.
I hit it recently though.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, I didn't know. I found out like from my mentions, like the fans were like, congrats on 1 million. I was like, what?
Hey, Billy Gang.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And yeah, even us, some people will ask, be like, oh, I recently launched this brand. Like, I recently launched this clothing line. Mm. Can you feature? Can you wear it? Just upload it once.
You know what's crazy though? Is the thing that we were just talking about, it ties in. People, I feel like nowadays… Even okay, someone asked me to put up a brand and you know, shout it out, and like I'll have days where I'm just like, okay, this is just a favor, you know, like, I don't really know this brand, but it's for, you know, it's for homeboy, so let me put it up, and people know if I'm interested in it or not,
yeah,
because if it's a brand that someone's like, hey, you know, I think this will look dope on you, but if you could put it up on the gram or like, you know, blast it on social media, that would be help. I got it. I wore it. And I feel great in this. I'm just like, oh, I'm killing this look right now. My man's got the stadium. Ooh. All right. Let me put this up one time. And people are going to know because I'm going to be like, I want to look good in this picture. You know?
Right.
So I feel like that ties in with it as well too. Like when you ask people for a promo, I feel like nowadays a lot of it… You got to pay attention. Like are they going to like it? One. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be sincere about like, you know… When they put it up, are they really going to want the fans to be involved? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if they're not, you can't be like, hey, can you, you know, like make it look better? You know,
you know what I mean?
It's for my brand, you know what I mean? That's a favor. People make money off of doing that, you know what I mean? It's a favor. You can't ask for that type of stuff. So it's like, you know, if it's for like a brother or like a super close friend, yeah, I'll take my time with it. But if it's for like, you know… An acquaintance that like, you know, I've only met a couple of times and they're like, hey man, like, can you do this for me? I'll do it. But if it's not dope, you're going to know like I'm not into it. You know what I mean? And like that's kind of like something that comes out naturally too. And fans know too now.
Yeah.
They know if they're not interested. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I've had an experience where I met someone before. Never really got close to them. They were just like an acquaintance, right? And then I didn't meet them for a while, like a few years, I think. And I ran into them again. And they were like, oh, yo, like I started a brand. Like, I'll send you some stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm not really interested, but okay.
You told them that? I'm not really interested, but okay.
No, I didn't say it, but I was just like…
I was like, damn, you blatantly honest.
I was just like, oh, okay. Because I just like ran into them. I was just like, wait, I've seen that person before. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up?
Oh, you didn't even recognize him.
Yeah, no. I was just like, wait, like, what was his name again? Like, I know I've seen him before, but like, I didn't remember who it was. And I was like, what? And then they're like, oh, what's up? And then literally, like, the first thing, like, it's not even like, oh, how have you been? Like, the first thing was like, yo, I started a brand. Like, let me send you some stuff. I was just like,
that's whack.
I was just like, I don't even remember your name. But okay. I was like, okay. And then, like, they were like, what's your address? And I just gave them the company address.
Yeah, I do that too.
Wow, then, must be nice to have a company address.
I just give them my radio address. Everything gets sent.
Wait, that's great.
I mean, you have to be on a personal level with them to do that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Well, then like when they said that like, they're going to send it to me, they didn't ask me to upload it or anything. I thought they were just going to send me some stuff. And then like a week or two later, like they texted me and they were like, oh, like it says that the clothes should have arrived. Like, did you get it yet? And I was like… Oh, that was my company address. Like, I'll go check if it's there. And they're like, oh, like, once you get it, can you upload something on the Instagram for me? I was just like…
Wow.
What'd you say?
I just didn't reply.
there's etiquette to that too.
I agree.
There's etiquette to that. Like, you can't just like… I know you. You know my face.
It's the hustle though on their end too, right?
If you're gonna hustle properly,
you know?
Yeah, etiquette.
Like, yeah.
Here's advice for everyone that's starting a business like that, that's trying to get it out there. Start with within your circle.
Yeah.
And make sure they know and feel that it's tight too. If people in your circle don't feel like it's tight, and it's like majority of them feel like it's tight, the people you're trying to get to actually like promo it with a lot of followers aren't gonna think it's tight either. Start within your circle. Yeah.
Good advice.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So So we're going to move into mail time.
Transition.
Yeah, we're going to transition into mail time. So here's a letter. It states, my business venture failed and my friends and my family are being rude about it.
Oh no.
Ooh, this sounds like it's going to be a little painful. So basically, I spent many, many months working on a product. The product and business idea both fell on its face and failed really badly. Now, I learned from my mistakes. Took some time off to figure what I might have done wrong. And now I want to give this another shot and was motivated as hell. Mm-hmm. Enter the scene close friends and family who have known me since I was like 1 year old. All of them were really insulting. No one believed in my idea. Many called me stupid, an idiot, and treated me with utter disrespect.
Ooh.
Sounds like the disrespect is real. The problem is I am bootstrapping. What's bootstrapping?
What's bootstrapping?
Okay. Are you bootstrapping? That's the first time I heard that term.
Me
tight.
Too.
I'm bootstrapping with not much resources. All of my close friends and family members are in jobs paying well over six figures a year.
Ooh.
The constant devaluing comments from them is draining me of my productive energy. They are also basically negative people and they have no idea how it feels to actually risk a lot of your time, work, and efforts. How do I proceed with these relationships?
Dang. Yeah, they don't sound very supportive at all.
Yeah.
So this could be, I feel like, something I could relate to. Mm. When I first started music production, the dream was always make music for myself or for my group or for potentially other groups as well.
Right.
In that process, people told me like, you shouldn't. You probably shouldn't.
Really?
You're too late. There's so many dope young producers. Two, lyricism in Korean and maybe your own, but I don't know about others. Three, the beat making process. I still have a lot to learn, but like…
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are just like, yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, there's some parts that are okay, but I just don't know. Like, you know, so… I don't know what the level of negativity that, you know, the writer is getting. But it sounds like much more than I got. But, shoot, if you believe in your own product, I mean… That's generally the most important part.
That's what you did. You were motivated as hell.
You know?
And you proved them all wrong.
You know?
And that's what matters. And then your family and friends will respect you for what you accomplished. Because I could agree with you too. Mm. Because when I decided to do YouTube full time, my mom was like, why are you quitting your stable broadcasting job
for
this?
For YouTube.
Yeah. And like no one knew how like YouTube was going to be at that time. Because… First generation, I guess. They don't know. There was no like, you know, television reports on like how YouTube can be an actual living.
Right.
But if you believe in it, then do it.
Mm.
And like I kind of can relate because like friends and family would be like, oh my gosh, you're just gonna do this whole like, you know, like product shots and stuff like that. And you know, they would make fun of me in front because they were like, oh, but now they can't do that because it's a serious thing.
Yeah.
And so if you believe in it, go for it.
Yeah, I'm actually really curious as to what product you're trying to sell too.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, like they both said, pretty much success is the best form of revenge.
Yes.
Yeah, just do you.
But he's asking, how do you proceed with these relationships? Because they're family and friends.
Yeah, just succeed and just prove them wrong.
But would you feel good?
Don't talk to them about it.
Yeah.
If you believe in your thing, like 100%.
Gotta be silent.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're probably going to make another mistake. You're probably going to, you know, get back up from that. But that's what business is like, up and down, like we were talking about earlier. But if they got nothing nice to say about you, you probably shouldn't be mentioning what you're doing to them. And if they ask, just be like, I'm hustling. I'm doing me. If they tell you, are you still doing that thing? I don't want to talk to you about it. You'll find out. So we have a… we have a letter. We have a writer that wrote to us. So it says, how do you deal with the stress of running a business? Basically, everything I've wanted finally came true. And now I have this constant stress that I could lose it all in any given moment if I mess up. This is literally the first time in my life I've cared about something enough to stress over it. And I haven't really slept well this weekend. And I'm constantly imagining my clients telling me I failed them and dropping the contract. I even had a nightmare about it last night. I was wondering how you guys would deal with the stress of running a business.
Well, I don't run a business.
That could be one way to deal with
it. It can also
stress.
Be like stressing about getting canceled or doing something problematic and everyone turning their backs on you because we are in the public eye and that is what we worry about.
Absolutely.
Too, right?
I mean, just don't care what other people think about you then.
But that affects your whole career, Peniel. Think about it.
Yeah. Well,
if they just say
find
like…
a new career.
Cancel Peniel. Then it's going to be…
And so, Peniel, then I'm like, all right, I just won't be a public figure anymore.
Mm. You know, I love how you think.
I know. Yeah.
You know,
I admire that.
I
so
admire
much.
It. You are my role model. Like, I'm serious.
Yeah, he's got the perfect personality for this.
Yeah.
Because not only do you not care what people don't think about you, what people think about you, you don't really say anything problematic, too.
Okay, I feel like if they only think about the negatives, then it's more bound to happen. Mm. So I think maybe just a change of mindset. I feel like could be like all that it takes to kind of see things differently.
Be our mindset coach, please, because we need that.
And it could be from what's gonna happen if I mess up, like blah blah blah, to just okay, like I've done this, like what can I do now? Like how can I do one step better? How can I one up myself from here? Mm. And like they're worried about what was it? Their clients like dropping the contracts and stuff. It's just like just keep in contact with them, see what they need, mm-hmm. what they want, and if they can match that, then match it. If not, you know, just politely talk to them about it. I feel like just the change of mindset could be all that this person needs, but you know, it's not that easy, I guess.
Yeah. Do you guys ever think about like? What if like you're not doing this? What if you have to quit tomorrow? Like what if… Because I think about that all the time.
Me too.
Oh really?
Yeah. I think about it all the time. Because I don't know if my next video is going to do well.
Damn.
Like you know it's just…
Really?
It's always on my mind.
Damn. I'm more of that like… I'm going to die with a keyboard in my arms.
Yeah, I like that too.
Nothing. But there is always a fear of… What if I don't make it? Because my end goal is way up there. Mm-hmm. What if I make it to like right here and can't go any further? One thing I try to keep in mind is I think with any business, you know, essentially it's producer and consumer, right? If you have sincerity that your producers want to be satisfied, like true sincerity, like what I provide, you're going to be satisfied and happy. And if you know that and like you really believe in it, because she's already made it. He or she has already made it. So, you know, you have… Either you're really smart or you're really sincere about what you're selling. So…
Yeah.
Stay really smart or stay really sincere.
Yeah.
Is what I can say, I think.
I guess. Mm.
Today was a very enlightening show on business and what we could do with entrepreneurship as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead… And wrap up the show. But before I do, Joan, how was your first episode with us?
It was fun. Like, I listened to your guys' podcast. I listened to it today on my way here. And
was that your first time?
No. I listened to, like, your first episodes, too. I mean, you guys are all my friends. So I want to, like, give you guys that listen. I don't listen to it on Apple, but I do listen to it on Spotify. And I'm following it.
Can you give stars on Spotify?
No, you can't.
Only on Apple?
I tried. Okay. But yeah, it's thank you guys. Like, it's weird doing this with you guys because, you know… We're always off camera, but like,
doesn't it just
got
feel like
recorded.
We're having a normal conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I heard you're going to be on the next episode as well.
I am?
Oh. Yes, you are.
Wow.
Yes, you are.
Okay,
and
I'm down.
Don't come back.
And it's going to be an awesome episode too.
All right.
That being said, we're going to wrap up today's show. If you wish to stay updated on this show, IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes on youtube.com/divepods.
Instagram.
Once again, subscribe and review this podcast. 5 stars. Thank you everyone for listening. And thank you, Joan, again for being here.
Thank you.
Before we say bye completely, Joan, we're going to give you 5 seconds to advertise yourself. Ready, go!
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at Joan Day and YouTube/Joan Day. I hope you all have a Joan Day.
Oh! Thank you, Joan Day. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Have a Joan Day.
Bye.